We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of the show. You miss any of it, get the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Follow us there. Make 7-9 to take one of your favorite stations. You can go back and listen to us at any point of today's program using the Audacy app rewind feature. And you can also subscribe to the Tobin and Leroy podcast. At least four episodes up for you every single day. Get it on the Audacy app, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. And, of course, you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/790. The ticket. I miss Big Spoon! Big Spoon, would you judge Little Spoon if he cried during Love Island?
Hey, I would not cry during Love Island. Ask her what happened to the snake.
What happened to the snake?
Their cycle bin.
Oh. Yeah. Who did I call to handle
it
the snake?
It was a little baby red rat snake. It's not even poisonous. It's a constrictor.
How are you going to judge me? How are you going to judge me on crying during Love Island? You can't even handle a worm.
What would you do? What would you guys do if I cried during Love Island?
Laugh. And take your card away.
And take my card.
She doesn't take it away when she's Big Spoon.
Yeah. She's such a savage. I love her.
Well, look, are you
Big
serious?
Spoon!
I'm telling you, are you crazy?
What, dude?
Crying during Love Island. If she looked over and saw me tearing up, she'd be like, "Get out."
You know, my wife was trying to fire up another season last night, and I just couldn't get into it the same. I think I've found I'm going to do the one season, and that's it. I don't like
people. Have you watched the new Money Heist?
No, I haven't really picked up on Money Heist since season one. I'm way
really?
Behind. Yeah, I'm way behind on it. Way behind.
I got my wife watching it.
I got to catch up on.
I can't put it down.
I got to catch up on Billions too, but Billions has kind of sucked for a couple seasons. It was really, really good for two seasons, and it hasn't been.
I've never seen one episode.
It was really good for two seasons, and then got really like mediocre. It hasn't been. It hasn't been good in a little bit. And Paul Giamatti, like, you're skinny, you're fat, you're skinny. Make up what you're going to be, Paul. We do the in-shape thing and the out-of-shape thing. You already did that in season two when you were doing jiu-jitsu. You were Hoist Gracie all of a sudden. Make up what you want to be, Paul. Axelrod, I want to be a bank. I want to be crypto. Hey. You know, pick what you want to do.
The things that bother
some,
you.
Some people can only be one thing. Like, Tyler Hero can only be skinny.
No. He's He's so swole, and I can't wait till media day. I can't wait till you see Tyler Hero, and he's going to flex the gun show on you. You know? Hopefully he can get through the metal detector. Let's get the headlines.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
Headlines brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Yeah, man. Let's get to this. So the Dolphins yesterday announcing that Tua Tagovailoa, he is out week three against the Las Vegas Raiders. Fractured ribs upon further review. You know, initial diagnosis, nothing broken. They went into the booth. They reviewed it. He's got fractured ribs. No bueno.
I told you. Be careful with that. Bruised ribs.
Bruised. Pain.
That's what you ever notice? They always say that.
Yeah.
Right? Right after, he's sore.
I don't trust
you. Know.
What are they doing? They got that dollar store x-ray? Let's go.
Yes. Stadium x-ray is not the best.
It's probably the same one.
They basically take it out of a bag.
Same one since Shula?
No, seriously. It's like the lamest x-ray.
It looks like an overhead projector.
Yeah. But keep in mind, like, there's nobody getting behind a wall Y'all all up in there getting that radiation together.
Oh, terrible.
His x-rays are transparency.
They don't even give you the vest. They don't even give you that heavy vest. You don't believe in that.
Can I just say, if they're x-raying you in a stadium, we pass that. Right? Like, well, you got to figure.
Maybe update the, I would bet that the new facility's got something cool.
What do you want, an MRI machine downstairs?
I think it would be nice. I mean, if we're going to build a racetrack in the parking lot, how about an MRI machine?
You still need a doctor to read the MRI.
Isn't like half of it sponsored by Baptist Health? Put one on loan.
You know how expensive those things are?
They look very expensive. When I took a tour of the institute, I was like, whoa.
But you need,
looks
hold
like
on.
A spaceship.
The most important part of the MRI is the doctor. Not the machine.
They can have an MRI doctor on hold.
I'm more than sure that guy is going to make a living just being the Miami Dolphins
Well, hear me out.
X-ray guy.
What if the guy? What if we have an MRI doctor who really loves football, right? And so he gets season tickets in a suite.
Aren't they called radiologists?
Yeah, have a radiologist on call, right?
But he's
so he's in the suite, right? He gets to hobnob, get some jumbo coconut shrimp, whatever. Gets to live the life. Every now and then, he's gonna have to roll down and give an MRI. How long?
And you think he's gonna? You think he's gonna be able to have a family? And pay for kids to go to school,
yeah.
Just being, as you would call it, the Dolphins MRI doctor?
Yeah.
But with the scenario you're saying, it doesn't even sound like he's going to be sober.
Oh, well, that could be a
right.
problem.
Right.
That could be a problem.
Sweet. Got all the food he wants, all the drinks. Yeah, I don't know if I want that.
You know what I've learned from being with Tobin now for a while? There's just certain jobs you should never have.
Like what?
Like MRI doctor.
I just keep adding them to the list. Surgeon.
I'd be a great doctor.
Wait,
I'd keep it loose.
You can't teach none of the kids. Like, I love you, but you got to stay away from the kids, right? Because everybody can't be like Tommy and Sophia, just out there with nature chasing iguanas and stuff.
Guy says it's over $1 million for an MRI machine now. I mean, they paid Jesse Davis $5 million.
Yeah. Hey, I hope that MRI machine will work better than him.
Oh, man. Let's hear a little bit from Coach Flo. Coach Flo has asked, any changes coming to the O-line? Here's what Brian Flores had to say yesterday.
I mean, every week, we look at it and say, hey, who are our best five? I think we talked about that, numerous times in this setting. And that's no different this week. I think obviously we evaluated last week's game and we got to be better. And that's kind of the message we've sent to, everyone on the team. You're talking specific to the offensive line. And they've heard that message as well. And I think this is, there's going to be a lot of competition in practice this week. And, when we come out of practice this week, we'll make the decision of who will be out there.
I feel like that message was boom.
I have a question.
Yep.
So, if you are undecided who the starting five should be,
mm-hmm.
and you got to keep rotating them around, is it because you don't have any?
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Because I think a starter on the offensive line stands out.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the top five.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be the top five because you only need to be the top two or three.
So when he says we're always trying to figure out our best five, like you should already have it figured out. Like, why are you figuring that out every week?
Right. Exactly.
I'm with you.
Exactly. When coaches say that about quarterbacks, oh, look, we're going to have a competition. We have it every week. We want guys to say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Stop. Stop. No, you do not.
I'm with you. It's not the most comforting thing to hear in the world.
Yes, the old...
Now!
You have two quarterbacks, you don't have one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now. Keep it moving. I got to get back to it.
Okay. All right. Let's hear from... I want to hear from a liar. This guy's name is Doc Rivers. So he was on First Take yesterday. He did confirm that Ben Simmons... You're dead to me. Ben Simmons has requested a trade from the Philadelphia 76ers.
You want to break up with me? You want to be your bum? You want to break up with us? That's what Doc Rivers wanted to say. No, hey, he said what? He not going to show up? Show up? Well, it won't be any different than what he did last playoffs because he ain't showing up at all.
Oh, man. I love it, Doc Rivers.
I feel like that's better than the sound I was going to play.
He come around here, I'm going to say it with my chest. That man been hoarse for 37 years.
It really has been.
Like, what? What is he doing where he is permanently hoarse?
Like, did he get karate chopped in the throat?
Life ain't that hard.
Drink some water, bro.
Like, he been living, what, he been working in hot coal mines and it just burnt up his...
Imagine, I know we're like promoting a Doc Rivers podcast on the Odyssey app. Imagine how exhausting that must be to listen to.
I feel bad for him.
Hey, I'm in back of 72. Playing against Lou Alcindor. It was Lou Alcindor back then.
Let's hear from Doc Rivers on first day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good conversation, and he gave his reasons, which we obviously didn't agree with. But I think there's been so many times that this has happened that hasn't been reported, and the guy comes back.
What?
Wow, Leroy, that was really good.
I mean, it
was
spot on, first of all. But second of all, he gave us reasons, and we disagreed with him. Yeah, you think he's a bum. Well, I think you guys haven't set me up for success. We haven't?
We should call him Doc Flim.
Doc Rivers also said that his comments about saying Ben Simmons.
You don't need to play that back for me. That's not what I said.
He says his comments misrepresented after his Game 7 loss.
The question was asked about Ben. It was the first question after we just lost a Game 7. My answer was, I'm not answering any of that stuff right now, guys. I don't even know how to answer that. That had nothing to do with about Ben. I was basically saying I'm not answering that crap, those questions.
Pretty sure that he was asked about if he could be a championship point guard, and he says,
You know who he sounds like? You know who Doc sounds like? OJ.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter Wait. World, it's yours truly.
Nah, you got some OJ sound back there?
What? Yeah, just by chance, is it in the holster?
Yeah.
Dr. Toboggan, Doc Rivers has been screaming since age 9.
I know. Like, wow. I'm telling you, man, he look.
Antonio, please.
That's all we got.
That's all we got.
The only drop I
That's
have.
The only drop from OJ we have.
Sound just like Doc.
Doc Rivers. Ben gave us his reasons why he says he's not a bum, and we say, you are a bum. And then we decided, but we can't trade you because you're too expensive of a bum, and so we need you to be less bummy before we can trade you.
I mean, the problem is this, right? You pumped him up so early in his career that he never felt the need to do anything.
Right.
And now, because of all that process garbage you've been, you know, now Ben Simmons love him some Ben Simmons, and he don't realize that he can't be a complete basketball player if he gonna shoot 35% from a point guard that shoot 35% from the free throw line.
It's crazy.
That's you should be embarrassed.
Maybe you should do the Rick Barry.
No. And then he can't shoot.
Doesn't even try.
So you have a guy who is up in his feelings and he hurt because everybody around him in the organization on this team have a problem with him not shooting free throws better or shooting the basketball. And he's a basketball player. At what point is he going to come in and say, you know what? I got to be better.
Take a break. We're back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Take you up till 10 o'clock today. Got a little Hefeimonis coming up in about 15 minutes. Be honest about stuff. So
I think that's another way sports has changed dramatically is guys who think they have power and act like they have power don't. So I don't know what Ben Simmons is in no position to be making no demands.
I think part of it also probably has to do with he does have a he is represented by Rich Paul, and Rich Paul, his power moves have worked. So a lot of it's probably not just on Ben Simmons. A lot of it is that he does have a power player agent who, you know, was able to do.
Well, the agent is obligated to make his player happy. So if he has,
of course,
if he said he's not happy there, then, you know, it's the agent's job to do what he can. But there's going to have to be a conversation if it doesn't work out that, hey, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You got to go play.
You know, and then when the whole thing happened with Anthony Davis, I mean, he didn't have as many years left on his deal as Ben Simmons did. And he was also
–
everybody would want to trade for Anthony Davis. You know, one of the things with Anthony Davis was they you know, pretty specifically said he's only going to the Lakers. Now, could you say that was because Rich Paul wanted to, you know, direct him right to LeBron James so he has a generational super talent next to him for his back edge years? Yeah, you could say that. Is it because LeBron James is in the shadows running an agency? Yeah, you could say that. But, you know, let's blame the Miami Heat, you know, for tampering with Kyle Lowry and Shams tweeting it out at 6:20.
Wow, how did that get from...
That's just interesting. Like, one of the things we're getting bothered about here in the league where we have actual players puppeteering what players will be on what team through a back... Are you all right, bro? You've been, like, sneezing up a storm today.
I sneezed one time.
Yeah, I know, but they've been very violent sneezes.
Yeah, it's number two now.
Yeah. Like recoiling.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's just interesting the things we get people get bothered by. You know, Pat Riley can't.
You mean?
Nah, Pat Riley can't go out and get Kyle Lowry by completely legal means, but you know, there could be puppeteering going on around the league. It's just interesting. You know.
All right.
Got a four-time MVP running an agency. Nobody seems to bat an eye.
I'm surprised you haven't been on this story.
Well, what do you mean?
Because it's a little up your alley. Justin Fields is starting this week.
Yep.
With the caveat, as soon as Red Rifle is healthy, he's the starter.
Yeah, because it doesn't really do anything for me. Like if Justin Fields is good, then he's going to stay the starter.
Okay. Yeah. I was getting ready to say that is a lie.
Yeah. Coaches lie. Coaches,
you just figured that out.
Coaches lie.
Big
Speaking of that, did you hear Vic Fangio do Urban Meyer dirty?
No.
Oh, this is good. So yeah. Vic Fangio, Broncos head coach, he had his media session yesterday, and he kind of threw Urban Meyer under the bus. Listen to what he had to say.
I don't know Urban Meyer at all, really. I met him the other day. You know, shook his hand before the game and after the game. And his comment to me was, every week it's like playing Alabama in the NFL. You know, that's it. Everybody's capable of beating everybody in this league.
Woo! Frosty.
How did he throw Urban Meyer under the bus?
Because he's basically saying, hey, rookie head coach, he doesn't know that what he was in for. He goes, woo! Or, you know, you imagine like a sweating Urban Meyer, very nervous, coming up to Vic Fangio, sweating. He goes, boy, I tell you, Vic, it's like taking on Alabama every week. Like, you're not ready. Like, you didn't know. Oh, teams are good in the NFL.
You think Urban Meyer didn't know that?
Oh, I don't think
going
he did.
To the team that I had think, the first
no,
pick in the draft,
I don't think he did that.
That it was going to be a struggle?
No, I don't
you
think
he
did.
Was just going to come in and start winning championships?
I think he thought he was going to waltz in. He was going to do his Urban Meyer pixie dust and that I just chose not to be in the NFL and you, kick everybody's ass. That's what I think
really?
He thinks. Oh, yeah, 100%. He's a bum.
Yeah, they don't. Coaches don't think like that.
He does. He does.
He thought really? He was so good he could bring Tebow back.
Yeah, he is so egomaniacal that he thought he could make Tim Tebow a thing again.
No, no. What is coaching going to do for Tim Tebow?
I don't know.
He had professional help and still couldn't
why
throw.
Don't you, hey, why don't you ask the guy who hired him?
He didn't hire him.
He hired him.
He didn't hire him. Did he get a game check?
No.
Then he hired. He was getting $500 a week.
He hired him as an intern.
No, Tim Tebow can't be a coach. Sometimes coaching requires a little violence to make your point. You know.
You don't think though that's a little bit of a jabby jab from Vic Fangio?
No.
Where he's like, this guy didn't know he was in over his head.
Well, hold on. What is he gonna say?
What do you mean?
He ain't been kicking the NFL's ass either.
That's fine. But you know, he's been in the league for a long time. You know, he was one of the older head coaches.
It don't matter.
He's grizzled.
His ass is on the hot seat, too.
I don't think it is. Is it in the hot seat?
Really? They haven't.
How many years has he been the coach? Two?
The only coach in that division is not on – three coaches in that division is not in the hot seat.
Who does he coach
Andy Reid, Chucky.
Yeah.
Because
got a gazillion-dollar contract.
Got a $100 million contract.
Yep.
And the Chargers coach, because he's new.
Yeah.
That leaves one.
Well, there's not like a limit on like you don't have to have a hot seat in the division. It's not like a rule.
Well, he's on it.
Like there's nobody
whether
on the hot
it's required
seat.
Required or not.
Nobody really on the hot seat in the AFC East. I mean, those things get really embarrassing for the Jets.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you look. Know? Little bird. Hello, bird.
You okay?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Something going on with you today.
My nose is stuffed up. Ever since I started talking like Doc Rivers, I can't breathe out of my nose.
Did the bird show up for the dead squirrel?
No, he's in the back. I should have left a sign.
You want to so
free squirrel.
Another person who was saying there's a difference between college and the NFL is Jalen Phillips. He is the Dolphins' first round pick. One of them.
Certainly seems that the people that are failing seem to recognize that difference a lot more than others, right?
Apparently, yes, apparently. Here's what he notices between the difference between UM and the NFL.
I don't even think it's so much a schematic thing as it is just the NFL. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, the schemes are more complex. You know, I'm having that at a different – when I was at UM playing DN, I kind of didn't really have to worry about coverages, like, you know, kind of what's going on in the defense. It was more just, you know, right, line up and go. And so the more that I'm having to know, obviously when you start thinking a lot, it kind of slows you down. And so I think it's going to be key for me to be able to prepare well enough and to, like, you know, feel comfortable with the defense and what my responsibilities are so that when I step on onto the field, I don't have to think at all. I can just go.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting thought here. Russo seems to be having a go at it.
Who?
Is it
Greg Russo.
Greg Russo.
I thought you were talking about Chris Russo for a second.
No, Greg Russo.
Yeah, Greg Russo.
He was on the other side of you.
Yeah, he was doing fine.
Picking up on it. Great.
Micah Parsons is doing pretty good.
Yeah, they moved him from middle linebacker to rush in just in a week. Seem to be doing okay.
A lot going on. Again, this is one of those positions, though. I want you to be a glass chewer. Like, I don't want – he's very thoughtful. He's a very thoughtful young man, almost too thoughtful.
No, 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 no. That's – dude, let me explain something to you. You are that thoughtful when you are not playing.
He is this is from Barry Jackson. In 28 pass rushes chances this season, the former Hurricane star has just two pressures and no sacks. His playing time has been fairly limited, 22 snaps against New England and 18 against Buffalo. His numbers are modest, 3 tackles and 1 QB hit.
You know what he is? This guy.
What's that?
That's the guy that comes in when the real players get tired.
He's a spotter?
No, he come in and give him a breather.
Give him a blow?
Yeah.
Thought you were doing the Robbie. He used to do that a lot.
Here's a little bit more from Greg Rousseau yesterday saying his football
Not
knowledge.
Not Greg Rousseau.
Sorry. We wish it was Greg Rousseau.
We got the other one.
Here's a little bit more from Jalen Phillips, who says that his football knowledge, though, has grown a lot.
Yeah, I mean, my football knowledge has definitely increased. I didn't even know what cover three was last year. So I definitely have learned some more. And, you know, just being able to know other people's responsibilities as well as my responsibilities and kind of how it fits in the schematics of the defense. So I definitely think that, you know, a year ago, today, I definitely wasn't as smart as I am now. And a year from today, I'm going to be 10 times smarter. So it's just all about growth. It's all about, you know, persevering and being able to take the criticism and really just build upon what you want to do.
Not enough tape for me to be too critical. But here's what I would say. I would say one of the main reasons why he's not in the game, because he don't know what to do. Right? I sure as hell don't want to hear him talking about I'm learning what other people do right after you just explained that me learning how to do a lot of different things is kicking my ass. Here's what I would say. Look, there's dumb people everywhere. There's rich people that are not bright. They just got lucky. What I would say about football is this. If you are talented enough, you don't have to be smart. But if you're not talented, you better be smart as hell.
Hmm.
That's a fact.
That's deep.
Because there's certain guys that a coach will say, he don't quite know what to do, but we got to get him in there to rush the passer. That's Is this not an accurate assessment?
Well, that's what they always said about Zach, right? Like, Zach was so smart that he knew everything that was coming from everybody.
Exactly. But then there's certain guys, you just line up and say, look, do what you do. We'll figure it out. Because you that good at that skill. Jalen Phillips. He sounds like he coming to work with a newspaper and his laptop, and he crossing his legs while he get taped. the stock market seems to be,
You think Jalen Phillips is walking in there? And he goes, I say, good chap, you hear about this crypto?
Yeah. Yep.
What do you know about Doge?
Yeah, I need you know what I need? I need you to have sack coin. Let's go, bro. Go sack the quarterback.
Before you get sack coin, you got to get touch coin.
give me that snap
like
coin.
Touch. I'll be happy if I see him touch a quarterback. Just touch one. Get in his way.
Let's get to our favorite Thursday game. If I'm honest, is next. Got club on smash. Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Take you up until 10 o'clock this morning. You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. Text on The Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. You guys can also call us there if you want, 786-360-0790. And you guys can get us on Twitch, twitch.tv/790theticket is where you guys can do that. You guys can watch us until 10 o'clock. Then we go on demand afterwards, so you can watch at your leisure, whatever you choose. But it's time to get to our favorite Thursday game, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm honest.
It's time for If I'm Honest.
Why men great so they gotta be great?
Oh, yeah. All right, if I'm honest, you go around the room. Well, we're all actually in four different rooms, to be honest, if I'm honest, for the radio audience. But we go to each one of our corners of the planet, and we say something that we're honest about, and that's that. So I'll go first. If I'm honest, I'm a little disappointed that Big Spoon laughed at me, you know, over the Love Island thing. I don't like it. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, I put myself out there vulnerable. I try and, you know, say to my audience something that I was feeling in a moment of love. that was happening. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's being held over my head to mock me. You know, like I like.
Oh, yeah, you deserve to be mocked.
No, I don't think I do, dude. I don't think I do.
That's not true.
I don't think that I do.
I'm not judging you.
Did somebody die?
No.
Okay.
That's it? That's the line for you? Death?
In a movie?
Really?
If the star dies or the team wins the game and you get a little, you know.
You've never gotten a sting in your eye over a romantic movie?
No.
Never?
No.
Stun Steve?
Nah, it's got to be tragic.
You've never been a love moment. Nothing.
No.
J-Fig, wow. I picture you boohooing with some ice cream, sitting on the couch with your little.
You thought.
You ain't no cry
the only. Me. The only time I actually really, really cried during a movie was that movie that made me watch last year for my ratings. It was the little boy and the little girl.
Oh,
my girl!
When they were friends,
yes.
Yeah, that,
when
yeah.
they were my friends,
girl was,
he got ate up.
Oh,
by bees.
Yeah, he got stung by the
terrible.
Bees.
Kevin
spoiler
McAllister.
Alert.
Terrible.
Yeah,
he dies.
It's tough. Imagine that. He could survive two burglars, but not some bees.
But that's tragic.
I was so mad.
That's tragic.
So mad watching that movie.
That's tragic.
Yeah, but you could cry at that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right, but not.
I was really
so you can
at.
Cry at
not
death,
Love
but
Love Island.
Well, dude, I mean, it's a lot of episodes you invest.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
I don't like the fact that Big Spoon laughed at me. You know, haven't
it was
laughed.
Laughable.
Nah, it's not. It's not.
Dude, if I teared up next to my wife over some Love Island, she'd be like, "Get away from me."
I don't think
I
so.
I can't wait till I get to that.
I know exactly.
I want to know what's hoping.
I know exactly what.
No, you're gonna laugh.
No,
you're gonna laugh.
You're not gonna laugh. You're not gonna laugh.
You are.
I know exactly what's gonna happen if you were to cry watching Love Island. Is that she would hold you because she's Big Spoon. What do you got?
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
What's that?
We can't see anything, Leroy.
I can't see. Oh.
Solana texted in.
And he says, thing.
He says, I cry all the time watching movies.
He probably strokes his man bun. I wish.
I'm not going to take
it. He probably cried watching 51st Dates.
Listen, dude, just because you're not showing your tears, and that's probably why you're a little spoon, because you're facing out, so Big Spoon can't see you. She's only seeing the back of your head. Like, I understand it. Like, that's a mechanism you're using to protect yourself from emotions.
Deep.
What?
That's right. What do you got?
All right. If I'm honest, when I came back from the grocery store last night and saw that snake, every being inside of me wanted to scream like a little girl. But I paused. I held it together, only to run in and tell my wife there's a snake outside. I hate snakes, dude.
I know you do.
I will fight.
I know you
do. I will fight everybody. I would rather wrestle an alligator than play with a garden snake.
Yeah, you,
I don't know why.
This coming from a man judging me for crying at an emotional moment, and he can't even stand toe-to-toe.
Love Island has no emotional moments.
You can't stand toe-to-toe with a...
You haven't seen it.
You can't stand toe-to-toe with a rat snake, dude. The weakest of snakes. The Jesse Davis of snakes.
I don't know what kind of snake it was, though.
I love how he mentioned that it was a 3-foot snake, and then his wife came in and was like, "No, it was just
right."
Like,
yeah, 3-foot.
It was about this size. It was.
It wasn't.
It was.
No, it was.
She did this.
Okay, so she maybe exaggerated the other way.
Really?
I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie.
I'm gonna take Big Spoon's word on this.
He says he wouldn't lie
would, because it makes it, you didn't take her word about you having to give your man card away.
I did take her word. I was hurt. I was hurt. I thought Big Spoon had my back.
No, she didn't have Robbie's back either.
Nope.
Because he ain't have no hair on it.
What do you got, J-Fig?
So, if I'm honest, I think these singing shows are getting a little too out of control.
Hmm?
There's a new one on Fox called Alter Ego, and it freaks me out. It is so terrifying to watch.
Is that the one that has like they kind of look like CGI?
The avatars.
Yeah, I saw some commercials for that when I was watching WSVN the other day. Yeah, I don't know, I didn't like that. It's like their version of the Masked Singer.
No, it's like they're trying this whole thing where they say it's for the first time ever they're not being judged on their looks, but The Voice is one of those shows that you turn around when you like their voice. You're not necessarily seeing them. So I don't really understand. But
they made it a cartoon.
Sounds like it's a Masked Singer.
It's very scary.
Avatars.
Yeah. Yep.
I like all these people. Very scary. I like all these people texting in. It was never ending story for me. Another text writes in, Stand By Me was rough.
Ooh.
If I'm honest, The Notebook got me.
Antoine Fisher got me. I ain't gonna lie.
Man.
And Brian's song when I was a kid, but I was a kid.
When they put Marley down and Marley and Me, oof, that got me.
Yeah, that was tough.
I had to do that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of these.
Marley and Me. Starring Jorge Cantor.
That's no fun.
No, I don't do the sad dog films. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Another text writes in, Tobin just cracked the code. Little Spoon hides those tears from the Big Spoon. Yeah, I think we're on to him.
No, what?
I think we're on to him.
I don't need to hide no... I'm comfortable who I am. If I want to cry, I cry.
If he's being held, then he can just kind of dip them into the pillow so she won't know. You know, dab him up. You know? I could see it. Stunt Steve, what do you got for If I'm Honest?
Transformers 2 made me tear up.
Like it was awful? All right, If I'm Honest. I don't know if I'm going out too much on a limb, but I'm really worried about this Canes game on Saturday.
What? You worried about Central Connecticut?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they've just looked awful this year. Like, not that they're going to lose, but I feel it's going to be a close game.
If they lose, he's fired, right? Like, you can't, like, all this talk about the no
you
money.
You can't.
All this no money stuff. Like, if
your
he loses.
Too cheap.
If he loses to Central Connecticut.
He's going
to
look like Al Golden at the end of that Clemson game. Do you remember the video?
The sad alma mater. Yeah, it was brutal.
He had one hand on his hip.
Brutal video.
You know why? Because he knew this would be the last time.
Yep.
I'm surprised he didn't tear up.
But at least
that one took a couple days, though.
At least he went out to Clemson. Like, if you lose to Central Connecticut, like, I don't even think I would show up to the podium. I would be like... You know, I would tell Blake James, you know what to do.
In Tobin's own words, don't you lose.
Don't lose.
Don't
Manny,
you lose. Better not even be close.
Manny, I don't care if you got two freshman quarterbacks starting. Don't lose. Don't lose.
Dude, like, when they played Appalachian State, I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because Appalachian State has a system and are just good enough that if you go in there sleeping, they can get you.
I don't think that, listen, this is a team in Central Connecticut that lost 56-10 to Southeast Louisiana.
And?
I mean, they almost gave up a 60 burger to a portion of Louisiana.
And?
I can't see Miami losing this game.
And?
It would be crazy. But,
okay. But
if they do, don't even walk to the podium.
Just leave him at Temple?
Just hand your whistle over to Blake James. Give it to Ed Reed, whoever. Just give your whistle to somebody and walk out the stadium.
Like, we still have it over Florida and Florida State that we haven't lost to an FCS school. It can happen because it's happened to them.
You already got FIU on your resume.
Yep, FIU is at least an FBS school. I get
FIU is on the resume. La Tech is on the resume. You can't also have Central Connecticut.
You trying to pump FIU up to make the loss look better?
Oh, no. It's a bad loss, but I'm just saying. It's not an FCS school, but it's still bad.
I mean, they won no games the next year.
That is true.
No games.
And we beat a better FIU team the year before.
The last FIU victory before this year was against Miami.
Terrible. All right, we'll take a quick break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Keep taking your texts and your Twitches. We're back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.